Welcome to this Nederland Community Library podcast of one of our popular Songs from the Stacks recordings.
Welcome, everyone. This is Songs from the Stacks with Rocky Stiers.
Hey, that's me.
Silversmith by day and songwriter by night, a Nederland local of 44 years. So we're welcome to, or we're grateful to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming.
I say that's all the cannibals.
The weather is a little bit nicer this time. Not a huge snowstorm.
No, trying
to cancel you this time. So
that's all right. I've been canceled before.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Rocky?
Metal and music explains an awful lot of me. So yeah, silversmith for about 44, 45 years, and which is a fairly singular activity. You're pretty much in the shop alone all day long, and mm-hmm. so a lot of it's working with hands. It leaves the brain free, or what little I have. And as an interesting scenario is that my buffer polisher hums in the key of E. So you spend a lot of time there. A lot of my songs are in the key of E.
Makes sense.
So fascinated with music since I was a small child. Really made a decision at some point, do I want to do music or metal, and I figured people pay for metal better than music, so. And now I try to balance them a little more evenly.
Great. Well, how about you give us a song, get us started.
All right, I can do that. Yay! We do that a lot. So the catalog of my songs is now reached about 81. So that's a lot of shop time. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. I think we'll rock you out first and then bring you down later.
Sounds good.
Kind of women and men like to chase. Some like they on the top, some like they on the bottom. Some don't know what to do once they got them. Some like a mouse who moves a mild. But I like my women wild. I like my women wild. I like my women wild. I like them wild. I like them wild. Some come tough, some want money, some want a child. They all got wicked womanly wiles. They trick you and test you with the guilt and guile. But I like my women wild. I like my women wild. But I like my women wild. I like them wild, yeah. I like them wild. Mild, they say they want a woman who got culture and style. Kind of woman I generally prefer. Come a saddle, lasso, and boots and skirts. Baby, sweet cake, compete with a file. Break me out quick, old as a tile. A pretty Mustang has never been broke. Bucking and biting with every stroke of mine. Keep such a woman quite a while. Cause I like my women wild. I like my women wild. I like my women wild. Knows how to whistle, knows how to curse. don't look at other men and just to tease them. Knowing my particulars and how to feed them. Fix my switch and press my dial. Cause I like my women wild. I like my women wild. I like my women wild. I need a wild woman. I need a wild woman. Such a wild woman. She's my wild woman. Wild woman. Such a wild woman. Cause I like my women wild.
Distance.
Well,
that was like a question from a wild one.
That was definitely a rock metal song for sure.
Okay.
I would say so. So speaking of metal, how did you first get into working with metal and what inspired you?
I've always liked working with metal. My father was a tool and die maker, but when I was in sixth grade, there was one of these little 20-minute films they used to show about Navajo silversmiths, and I watched them carving molds in stone, and melting silver and pouring it in. And I realized that I knew where there were outcroppings of that type of stone right here in Boulder County. And my dad had a torch, so there was really nothing preventing me from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that niggled in the back of my mind. And then when I got into junior high, and the only way I got through junior high was by taking lots of shop classes and being in choir. That was the two. So music and metal right from the beginning. And of course, then in elementary and junior high school, whenever I'd skip class, I would go to the library.
Nice.
which was not so much in high school, but, you know, before that, yes. And reading was a very good way to learn, because I didn't really learn well in the regular ways, and so self-education, I thought, was the way to go on that. And my teachers tended to agree and say, yeah, just we'll leave him there.
Well, speaking of the library, I hear you have an interesting story about our iron gates that we have here at the library.
That's very true. Yeah. In addition to silversmithing, I also do some blacksmithing. That came down in the family. My father was a farrier back on the farm when he was a kid, and the anvil I use now was actually the one that my grandfather bought for my father when he was 14 years old, so he could shoe all the draft horses on the farm. And the gates here, of course, were made by a blacksmith named Emmett Hoyle, who was a student when I was teaching antiquarian woodworking at New Vista High School down in Boulder. And the first thing I learned about antiquarian woodworking is you better be a pretty good blacksmith, because you can't buy those tools in the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make them. But while he was there, we talked a lot about smithing and stuff, and I showed him some of my blacksmithing work. And when he did graduate, he went to London for 2 years and went to blacksmithing school there. And when he came back, opened a forge here and did those gates that are right there. And I like to think, you know, I didn't dissuade him from doing that anyway.
Sure.
I don't know if that was a good thing or not, but... Although I think if I see him, I'm going to tell him he should turn him around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be better the other. He won't appreciate that.
Well, awesome. Well, do you want to give us another song?
I can do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the name of the first song?
The first song was I Like My Women Wild.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wanted to be sure, though.
I have another song which repeats a line 32 times, and always at the end of it I say, I haven't decided what to name it. Let me know if you have any ideas.
Perfect.
That gets a big laugh. But since we brought up the gates, maybe I better do this one. So one day I'm in the forge, beating the heck out of this poor misshapen piece of iron, and it's not going well, and I'm really putting my everything into it, which is not much. And across the forge and up the wall, 25 feet away, this wood carving falls off the wall. And I thought, wow. So that vibration went all the way through the floor, up the wall, and knocked that thing off the wall. And the first thing I thought was, boy, if my feeble little blows can do that, what were the old-time blacksmiths like, you know? And I thought to myself, man, the earth underneath them must have absolutely quivered. And you can't give me a line like that in my head.
That's a great line.
That a song doesn't happen. So I spent the rest of the day torturing that piece of metal and figuring out this song. The earth, it trembles beneath his feet. His home in the fume and the fire and heat. His hammer falls and the anvil sings. Take iron and coal, he make precious things. Plowshares for peasants and swords for kings. It's Vulcan's son. Eyes they stare straight into the fire. He can see the truth, he can spot the liar. He tell the good horse flesh from the nag. He separates steel from the cinder and slag. Got iron.
On the forge's fire, he sacrifices sin.
Vulcan's a song. Vulcan's a song. Is Vulcan's a song. Never lay down his hammer, that much you can tell. Till the anvil rings out his own death. Walk straight to heaven through the pearly gates. You won't have to wonder or worry or wait. St. Peter says, enter, child, and rest ye well. For they are blessed in heaven who have labored in hell. It's Vulcan's song. It's Vulcan. By the hammer in my hand is Vulcan's son. By the hammer in my hand is Vulcan's son. By the hammer in the hand.
I guess that falls into the category of Americana.
There's
some great songs. There's Casey Jones, you know. There's John Henry in this category. Lots of great songs like that. They venerate lots of people, like railroad men and miners, But none of those people could have done anything without a blacksmith. And I realized that the blacksmith never got their song, so. They got it now.
Very nice. Speaking of inspiring you, what has inspired you musically to write, and what kind of things got you going?
Well, two people, the two St. Pauls of songwriting, which for me are Paul McCartney and Paul Simon. I mean, between the two of them, you can't really beat that. But the other thing that really inspires me is that time I spent in the library reading. Well, you gotta know your Shakespeare, you know. You gotta know your classics. If you're gonna call yourself a songwriter, you gotta know all these things that are in the collective subconscious of the public and draw on those. I think it's really important to know that stuff. And your Bible, you got to know your Bible, because that's a book that's very, very well read, turns out. I started reading to my kids, well, in utero, actually. All my wife and both my daughters are published writers. I don't dare open my beak anywhere because, they'll go, Dad, grammar, that's not. And I say, poetic license, I have a license to use double negatives. And to venerate them if I can. So yeah, for anybody starting out songwriting, the first thing I'd say is, well, you gotta find all these touchstones, this is where you find them.
Absolutely. I would say being a Netherlands resident for 44 years makes you a native now. What brought you to Netherlands and kept you here?
When my parents first moved in here, we were out on a little place called Gapter Road. It was 1956. And that was out east,
mm-hmm.
and built a house out there. And then that area grew up, and my father has a bit of wanderlust, so we built a house out in the far east of Boulder County, out near Lafayette. And then that got built up, and so basically developments kind of chased me all around, and so I ran up here. That slowed him down. something about 8 months of you know, waist deep snow will keep a lot of people out of the out. And nature, I got to have nature around me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Even out in the east of on the plains, you know, East Boulder County, you would find me shotgun in hand out in the fields after school every day. Until I made better friends with the animals than I did with the people. And then I was like, well, I can't shoot these anymore. They're my friends, and that'd just be weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, having a little bit of unchained nature around is a really big help and inspiration.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to give us one final song?
I will. Well, this is going to be, we visited the past, now we're going to visit the present. Normally I don't write in any kind of political stuff because it's just, I consider it dated, you know, it's irrelevant, and I like universal themes, but I think this covers some universal themes. Along with hopefully most of the rest of the world, I watched on February 24th Ukraine's torment begin, and it goes on to now. And after about a week, I had to do something. And what I do in those situations is I write a song. So this is going to go out to our suffering brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Yellow fields of grain to feed hungry nations. If ever that song makes a nickel, it'll go straight to the children of Ukraine.
That's great. Well, Rocky, speaking of music,
nickels
and dimes and
silver
nickels and silver dimes. How do people see your work, your silversmith work?
Well, you can just punch in Rocky Steyer's and my Etsy store should come up, and it's there, and there's some blacksmithing work available there too. Although it will be after Christmas that the forge really gets going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always some there, and always glad to hear from people.
And what if we want to hear the other 77 songs in your repertoire? How do we hear that?
That's a little more difficult. They are mostly recorded at some place in some level. There might be something listed on the Etsy store. I'm not really sure. But you can go on the Etsy site and email me, and we'll talk. We'll have a convo,
okay,
as they say.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming to Songs from the Stacks and giving us an amazing performance.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you having me here and the hard work that went in to doing it. And if you don't shut me down, I'll do this all night. You know that.
Well, I won't shut you down, but the library might.
Oh, they have hours?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this Nederland Community Library recording. To find more programs, visit nedlib.org.